Are you pro-life or what? Yeah, I wasn't sure. Hey, welcome Pro-Life Texas! Who is here from North Texas? All right, who's here from East Texas? West Texas? South Texas? Central Texas? And who's here that's not from Texas? Yeah! Woo! We're glad you're here too. My name is Abby Johnson. I am so honored to be your MC for today's rally. What an amazing sight it is to see all of you, thousands of pro-lifers, walking down Congress with your signs, and particularly the signs that say, "My generation will end abortion." As you know, I worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years as an abortion clinic director, and it is my life's goal to expose Planned Parenthood, to expose the abortion industry for the filthy, disgusting organization that they are, so that people will know the truth. They will know that we here in Texas defend life, and that we will do everything we have to make sure that women who are in crisis pregnancies have the options that they need, and that they know they can choose life. I'm also standing up here in front of you today to show you that conversion is real, that conversion is possible, because no one is beyond the power of truth, because no one is beyond the power of God. I run a national, the only organization that is dedicated to proactively reach into abortion clinics, pull out their workers, because no one grows up wanting to work in the clinic. And in the past 2 years, we had 109 abortion workers in the industry come into our ministry to Christ. We are here today to commemorate the 42nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. Currently, today in the United States, there are 5 abortion doctors who perform abortions up to 32 weeks, and yes, there is 1 abortion provider that kills babies up to 40 weeks gestation in the womb. I can assure you that is not here in Texas, it's in the state of Colorado. In the wake of Roe, legal abortion in our nation has claimed more than 57 million unborn children and has hurt millions and millions of women and men. We are here to memorialize the lives lost. We are here to honor the men and women who have sought healing through Christ, and to honor the families who have chosen life. I would now like to introduce the Most Reverend Joe Vasquez, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Austin, for our invocation.
Let us pray. God, the Father of every gift and source of all life, we gather to join in prayer and common appreciation of the gift of human life. All good things come from you, and nothing without you has value or is holy. You are the source of all creation, making us in your image and likeness. Awaken in every heart reverence for the work of your hands, and renew among your people readiness to nurture and sustain your precious gift of human life. As we remember the sad and tragic decision of Roe versus Wade, we are not discouraged, for we believe you have triumphed over sin and death. As believers in Christ, we pledge to defend and promote the right to life. Give us the strength to confront the many attacks on life, especially in the most vulnerable, the unborn, the weak, the sick, the elderly, and the poor. May those who provide care and protection for them discover Christ in their service to others. Therefore, bless all unborn children. Give them your constant protection and a healthy birth. May they sense the great love of their mother and father. Bless the women whom you have called to the wondrous joy of motherhood. Grant them comfort in all anxiety and lead them to embrace the gift of life within their womb. Bless the men whom you have graced with the gift of fatherhood. Grant them courage in their new responsibility and make them examples of justice and truth for their children. Bless all families to be open to the great awe and wonder at the gift of new life. May they nurture one another to become a home that respects every person. We ask that all may grow in their appreciation of human life from the moment of conception to natural death. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now, real quickly, y'all might have noticed that there's about 100 protesters here. They're just real cute. We're glad that they're here because, you see, their presence here legitimizes our work. They're only here because they are threatened by the work that we are doing, because guess what? We are ending abortion here in the state of Texas. So if they come over here and try to interrupt what we're doing, that's fine. We're just going to love them. We're just going to smile at them. We might laugh at their white pants with red paint on them. That's fine, because they are just so cute, trying to work so hard to derail what we have going on here, and that's just not going to happen. This time, I'd like to thank Texas State Representative Tony Dale from Cedar Park for being our legislative sponsor. We would also like to thank Kelly Stropel for being our sign language interpreter. Our first speaker is a product of the American dream. The granddaughter of immigrants from Mexico, Cecilia was raised in San Antonio by parents who were both educators. They instilled in Cecilia, her sister, and two brothers the power of education. Cecilia took that lesson to heart and went on to study for 2 years at the University of Texas in Austin. Whoop. And subsequently earned 3 degrees from the University of St. Thomas in Houston, a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in education, and a master's degree in theology. That woman is smart, guys. Cecilia is a proud wife and mother and made history when her husband, Greg, became governor by becoming the first Hispanic First Lady of Texas in the history of the state. She and her amazing and courageous husband, Greg Abbott, have been married for 33 years and they live in Austin with their daughter, Audrey. Please welcome the First Lady of Texas, Cecilia Abbott.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Abby, for that kind introduction. And I want to thank you all for your warm welcome and from people who joined me in the cause of protecting life. It is my honor to be here with you today on behalf of my husband, Greg Abbott, our new governor. The inauguration celebrations have ended, and now the real work begins. And while we are still unpacking boxes, may I be the first to welcome you to the south steps of the People's House. And though he could not be here today, Greg asked that I share this letter with you. From Governor Greg Abbott to Joe Poyman, the Texas Alliance for Life, and for all gathered today to celebrate life, I extend my thanks to all of you for your tireless efforts this past year. Because of you, Texas leads the nation in defending those who do not have a voice. Because of you, House Bill 2 became law last session. Because of you, innocent life is protected after 5 months. The unborn are spared pain. The safety standards for women are improved. When HB 2 was challenged in court, we vigorously defended it, and we won. It has been my honor to defend innocent life while serving as your Attorney General, and protecting the unborn will always be a priority while serving as your governor. Because of all the titles I have held, the title that matters most to me is Dad. Our lives were blessed and forever changed the moment Cecilia and I held our daughter the day she was born. And each day, we thank God for the gift of Audrey's life and for the woman who was strong enough to give Audrey a new life with our family. That is why I believe so strongly in promoting adoption as a loving alternative to ending a child's life. And that is why I am so pleased to work with Joe, the Texas Alliance for Life, members of the Texas Legislature, and all of you on the Choose Life License Plates Bill. Since 2011, sales of these specialty license plates have raised more than $100,000 to promote adoption in Texas. But there is more we can do. There is more we must do. Being pro-life means caring for the whole life, from conception to natural death. And we must fight to give every Texan an opportunity to succeed in life. Because every life has purpose. Because every person, no matter the challenges they face, is precious because we are all made in God's image. There are challenges to come, but I know there is hope because I know the resolve of all who stand witness at the Texas Capitol today. With the grace of God and your continuing commitment, we will defend life in Texas. Sincerely, Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas. And I join my husband in thanking you, and may God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next we have a speaker that is very close to my heart. She's one of my closest friends, and I'm going to let her tell her story, but the only thing that I can say is that as a former abortion clinic director, I never thought in my life that one of my closest friends would be an abortion survivor. And that just shows that God is crazy and that he's funny, and that he can literally bring two people together under the most unusual circumstances. Please welcome my friend, Claire Colwell.
Thank you. I want to first start off by thanking the First Lady. I got to do a video for their campaign, and I was just blown away by their pro-life stance and their heart for adoption, so thank you. Because I'm adopted, I always knew that family was a gift, but something that I never realized was that life was a gift, because for a long time, for 20 plus years, I lived my life as if it was a given. I met my birth mother in 2009, and my life was forever changed. In preparation for meeting her, I had gotten her a ring, and the ring had my birthstone on it, and I wanted to give it to her to show my gratitude for her, for choosing life for me and for giving me my family. And when I gave her that ring, the words that she said to me made me realize that my life was not a given, it was a gift. My birth mother, she was 13 when she realized that she was pregnant with me, and she asked her mom to take her, and she told her mom that she was pregnant, and her mom said, well, honey, there's only one thing to do, and her mom drove her to a local abortion clinic where she had an abortion at 5 months along, which is 20 weeks, and the legal, the end of the legal limit in Texas, and they told her there what many women hear when they enter into an abortion facility to have an abortion. They told her that her life would go back to normal, and that she wouldn't have this weight on her shoulders, she wouldn't have this financial responsibility, but ultimately that her life would go back to normal. And so after the abortion procedure, my birth mother went back home expecting her life to go back to normal, but it didn't. 4 weeks later, she realized that things, they didn't seem right. They seemed to still be progressing. And so my birth mother asked her mother if she would take her back to that facility to get checked out, where they told her that her abortion had actually been successful, but that she was still pregnant. My birth mother had actually been pregnant with twins, and one had successfully been aborted, but one had survived. 2 weeks later, she delivered me, a 3-pound baby girl who went through 2 years of body casts and harnesses to correct what the abortion had done to my body. Life is a gift, not a given. I want to thank all of you for being here to march and to speak up for people like me, for people like my family who have been affected by abortion, because abortion does not just affect one person, it has a domino effect. 1 in 3 women have had an abortion in our country, and that means that 1 in 3 men as well have lost a child to abortion, and 1 in 3 children have lost their life to abortion, just like my twin. The domino effect of abortion is so real. One choice that was made so long ago by my 13-year-old birth mother, something that she thought would only affect her, something that she thought she would get over and that her life would go back to normal, has affected so many lives. A little less than 2 years ago, I gave birth to my daughter, Sadie June. And I can't help but think, that she wouldn't be here if that abortion had been successful. How many lives are we missing because of abortion? How many smiles, how many hugs, how many hearts are not filled with joy like mine has been to be a mother because of abortion? I want to thank you for marching. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for standing up for children like me, for families like ours. And we will end abortion in Texas. Thank you.
This time I'd like to recognize our elected officials who are here with us. Of course, First Lady Cecilia Abbott. Land Commissioner George P. Bush. From Dripping Springs, Representative Jason Isaac. From Spicewood, Representative Paul Workman. My own representative from Round Rock, Representative Larry Gonzalez. I told him one day I'm taking his seat, so. From Cedar Park, Representative Tony Dale. And also, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2 from Williamson County, Judge Edna Stout. Our next speaker has been lobbying for pro-life laws in the Capitol before you for more than 27 years. He is the founder and executive director of Texas Alliance for Life. On a personal note, Texas Alliance for Life, when I worked at Planned Parenthood, they were really the only organization that we feared at Planned Parenthood. Because we knew that they were our most formidable opponent in the Texas Capitol. Thanks to Texas Alliance for Life, we have seen so many pro-life laws go into effect. We have seen the Choose Life license plate. We have seen the 24-hour waiting period, the ultrasound bill. We have seen defunding of Planned Parenthood, which has shut down dozens of clinics. And they also ensured that that family planning money would still be available so that women could, in fact, receive health care at FQHCs and other healthcare facilities that didn't perform abortions. They were also the most instrumental group in fighting for HB2, The bill that we know has put us down in the state of Texas to only a couple handfuls of abortion clinics. And really, I mean, Joe Poyman, he could be working for NASA as a rocket scientist, but he loves this movement so much that he works for a pro-life nonprofit. So, without further ado, please welcome Dr. Joe Poyman.
I haven't seen this many people at the Capitol since Tuesday at the inauguration. Are we not truly blessed to have another pro-life governor, Greg Abbott? And another pro-life first lady, Cecilia Abbott. There's a petition going around. If you haven't signed it, it's the petition against coerced abortions. Please do. We must stop the terrible practice of forcing women and girls into a horrendous abortion, especially in the course of sex trafficking. Our movement, the pro-life movement in Texas, we've achieved so much. You know, when pro-life rallies first began on these steps more than 30 years ago, abortion happened in Texas at a frightening rate, more than 110,000 per year. Since then, annual abortions have plummeted by 42,000. 42,000 fewer abortions per year. The Texas legislature has achieved so much in this building to protect innocent human life. Parental consent for abortion, Planned Parenthood defunded, the strongest sonogram bill in the nation, a ban on abortions after the fifth month, unborn children protected from violent crimes the same as newborn babies because Texas law calls them persons. The Choose Life license plate to promote infant adoption as a loving alternative to abortion. Funding for pro-life pregnancy resource centers. And yet so much still needs to be done. The state reported 68,000 abortions in 2012, the year latest available. And that's why we are here, to encourage our elected officials meeting in the Capitol for the next few months to do everything possible to protect innocent human lives from conception to natural death. And I wish to thank the 44 members of our host committee. May I ask you all to stand briefly? Thank you for that applause. These are the backbone of the pro-life movement. One more thing, the cost of this event runs into thousands. And we want to ask you to give a donation. Now, you can't give a donation on the site because the rules prohibit that. However, when you leave, you're going to see some people with red bags like this, and we ask you to throw in a few dollars or a check made out to Texas Rally for Life. Your support is making a difference. Thank you.
What happens when you're talking, you're not paying attention, you stand up, you don't know what you're standing up for. All right. George Prescott Bush is a native Texan born in Houston on April 24th, 1976. He was elected Texas Land Commissioner on November 4th, 2014, earning more votes than any other statewide candidate on the ballot, running on a solid pro-life platform. I don't really think I need to say this, but just in case, Commissioner Bush is the grandson of President George H.W. Bush. The son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And the nephew of President George W. Bush. He's a Bush, they're all related. All right. He lives in Austin with his wife, Amanda, and their son, Prescott. Please welcome Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush.
Thank you, Abby, for the kind introduction. I want to thank our elected officials, the Texas Alliance for Life, all of the great advocates that have convened for this important moment in Texas history. And most importantly, I thank each and every one of you for all that you have done to stand for life in Texas. Today we recognize 42 years ago an infamous Supreme Court decision that we all know too well, that legalized abortion. And a national nightmare began that continues today. What has been the cost of this horrendous decision? Well, as Abby had said, nearly 57 million lives have been lost. But though they are gone, they will never be forgotten. Those 57 million lives are with us today. They can be heard in the voters that spoke loudly and clearly this past fall, who once again voted for life. They can be heard in the gathering momentum of the pro-life movement to protect every single life in every courthouse and every legislature throughout our country. And they can be heard among the growing sense among the American people that we need to protect every life because every life matters. In his 1983 essay, President Ronald Reagan once wrote, "Abortion in the Conscience of the Nation." He said that abortion isn't just about a baby, it's about every one of us. And that's certainly true today, because it's not just about what we say about this issue. It's what this issue says about us as a people and as Texans. By standing here today, we show that every life matters. By standing here today, we hope that every life will be one day protected under the law. And by standing here today, we know that every life is created in God's own image. So my fellow Texans and my fellow pro-lifers, thank you for standing for life, thank you for fighting for life, and thank you for making Texas one of the most strongest pro-life states in the country. May God bless you all, may God bless the unborn, and may God continue to bless the great state of Texas.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to introduce Cynthia Nguyen. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Source for Women, one of our leading pregnancy centers in the state of Texas. They provide women's health services and pregnancy assistance at three locations in Houston. In 2013, Cynthia was named one of the top 30 most influential women in Houston. She's a nationally recognized speaker. Please welcome Cynthia Nguyen.
My favorite thing about looking out over the sea of Texans is that I am not alone. We are not alone. And my heart is that the body of Texans expands, and the body of those that believe that life is right will unite and be even stronger. My life's calling, my life's dedication is to see that through to fruition. And it doesn't take just one, it takes the body. Every one of your voices is cherished and precious and heard and valued. Coupled with my voice, coupled with the voice of every person on this stage, coupled with those doing the work in that building behind us, coupled with those of us fighting on the front lines. I took over a pregnancy resource center. I've been serving in that center about 10 years, and I became the CEO in 2009. right about the time Abby's former employee erected their 78,000 square foot facility just 10.4 miles from my corporate office. And while we all strive for that just right place in our lives to make our lives have an impact, so at the same time I took leadership, that 78,000 square foot facility launched and I was crushed. I said, how? How? We're 35 years old. How? And the inspiration, the divine inspiration came to my heart and said, do what they do. Do it better. Do it with a message of life. Do it with a message of freedom in love. Do it better. So we expanded. And we offer reproductive healthcare services that are competitive. And everywhere their services listing does not honor life, ours has a counter service. We will do abortion education so a young woman is informed. The law of the land still tells her that's her right. And until that law is overturned, and it will be, we offer education services to every woman that comes through our doors. And when she walks away and still makes that choice, and 88% of our clients do not make that choice, but that 12% that still need our heart, when they come back, Miss Cynthia, my grandfather said, I took life from my womb. Did I kill my child? I have to administer services, truth in love. I don't need to hold up a picture for her. Her heart knows. And I simply say to client B, we did an ultrasound 2 weeks ago, and there was a beautiful picture that you took home. If we did that same scan, the picture would be very different. Truth in love, because medical truths don't lie, and she didn't need anything more than that. And for 19 minutes, client B grieved, and it sounded like this. And I sat and held her hand and grieved with her. We serve thousands of women every year with medical truths that don't lie. We have expanded to Well Woman, STD, STI testing and treatment, so that we can be the ones with the relationship. And ladies and gentlemen, in Houston, Texas, we have the life scene. You are the life scene. We are the first responders for life. And I am speaking to women who have experienced the pain of abortion. I, like Claire, my third abortion. No, it doesn't get easier to say that, because I was a predictable, preventable statistic. My clinic will stop that statistic. But on my third abortion, my son Roman survived his twin, much like Claire survived hers. I look at him every day, Roman. He's 18 years old, he's bronze, he's beautiful. In 2011, he and I walked up on the ultrasound bill, and I said, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I had a right to know what was in my womb, because I didn't have the information before me to make a life choice. And now every day will be spent offering that information. Now say, Cynthia, when is your birthday? My Italian mother was due on Christmas Day, and my mother was 30 days late. And my Italian grandmother said to my mother, Rosalie, when the apple is ripe, it will fall. And my mother trusted that wisdom from her mother, and she waited. And in divine and perfect timing, I was born on January 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today, a life that has been redeemed. A redeemed woman. I will dedicate my life to my calling to continue to expand our reproductive health care model to 7 clinics in Houston and 22 in the state. We, Texas, will end abortion in our state first until it expands to the nation. But I commend you. I commend you that as I have asked for the greatest birthday gift of all, I want to see it in my lifetime, and I will. I commend you to do it in love, to do it in truth, to do it with statistics. Every woman that comes through our clinic, I'm not grabbing her going, don't do it. I'm giving her every fact and statistic to inform her, to give her wisdom so that she can rise up and say, absolutely, life is right. And one heart at a time, one woman at a time, with facts and stats, she will make a choice for life and the Holocaust of our days will end. I am with you, and I am so comforted to know you are with me. We are one body, the voice of Texas. We are broader, we are bigger, and we are stronger together. Thank you so much. It is so precious and valiant for you to have taken your Saturday to be here today. Together we stand, because ladies and gentlemen, life is right. I commend you.
Thank you so much. We're about to wrap up, but I do, like I say every year, every time that I have a microphone, I always tell people that while I am so honored to be standing here with all of you, I want to remind everyone that this is not your pro-life activity for the year. This is a good start, but every day babies are aborted in this country and in the state of Texas. And as long as abortions are taking place, I am asking you to commit yourselves to do more, to commit to the cause of life. And I don't know what that looks like for you. It's going to look different for you than it does for me. But I want to tell you a statistic. The last Planned Parenthood conference I went to was in 2009. They had done a study. I went to a breakout workshop on how to deal with anti-choice protesters. That's you. And they said in this conference a statistic that I'm so glad I remembered, and I want to share it with all of you. They said that when people are outside praying in front of abortion clinics, that the no-show rate for abortion, so women who have abortion appointments but they don't show up, the no-show rate for abortion when you are outside praying goes up to 75%. So you may go out to a clinic and you may be thinking, I don't know if this is making a difference. Let me tell you something. Just your presence alone is saving lives, because you are there to show that abortion is morally objectionable. You are there as an outward sign of their inward conscience. You are there to stand for these women and their children. So do not be discouraged, my friends. We are winning this. And even when we feel discouraged, all we have to do is look to Christ and remember that we already have the victory in Him. To close us in prayer, I would like to welcome the lead pastor of Full Life Community Church here in Austin, Corey Tabor.
If you could stand, oh, you're standing. What we know is that this is not just a natural problem, but this is a spiritual problem. And so we pray to the God of creation for those that He has created. God, we come before you today and we thank you for this opportunity to stand for life. We know that throughout scripture we've seen examples where lives were taken when Moses was born and lives were taken when Jesus was born. Those who are designed to transform our world are being eliminated on a daily basis through this heartless choice of abortion. But God, I pray that you would allow us as your people to stand up. I pray that we would be a source of clarity for the confused, that we would be a voice for the voiceless, that we would be a hand of healing for the hurting, and God, that we would speak truth and love and bring about a transformation that not only changes the choice, but it changes the heart of the person who makes the choice. We pray not just for information, but for transformation, that the people who have experienced the challenge of abortion would rise up and say, my choice was not the correct choice, but I choose to make a different choice, and they would speak up for life. For those who have been hurt, God, may they be healed. For those who have been harmed, may they be restored. And for those who are in the womb now, God, may they be protected. Give our leaders in this house wisdom to know how to negotiate and navigate this issue from a legal perspective. But give us as your people, God, courage to stand up and say, life matters. All lives matter. The lives of boys and the lives of girls, the lives of African Americans, Asian Americans, Hindus, Islam, Christians, all people that you have created matter. And so we pray, God, that your truth would shine and that your light would shine in the darkness and that we would be the voice and that we would see abortion end in our generation. It's in the powerful name of Jesus that we pray, the one who died and rose again, who will bring life to all in that day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Now to close us in song, I would like to introduce Heather Gardner. Heather is another close friend of mine. I feel like there's a little nepotism going on up here. All right. She is the director, the extraordinary director of the Central Texas Coalition for Life. And she's my sister in Christ, but I always say she's my sister from another mister. So please welcome Heather Gardner.
Thank you. Every little girl deserves a pair of pink shoes, so I brought my pink shoes to donate to a pregnancy center today. Sing along with me, please, if you know the words, and if you don't know the words, then hum with the rest of us. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plains. Shining sea, oh beautiful for glory tale of liberating strife, when once and twice for man's avail, man lavished precious gain no longer strain the banner of the free. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam. Tears, amen.
bountiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of green, for purple mountain majesties.
Concludes our rally, but just one more time, are we going to end abortion in Texas? Yeah. Wait a minute, are you sure? Are we going to end abortion in Texas? Yeah. All right, we will see you next year. Invite two or three people. Let's fill up this whole space next year with pro-lifers because y'all, Texas is pro-life. Thank you and have a good day.